Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Radio Show. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I have an amazing show planned for you today. And I also have two really big announcements that I'll be making at the end of today's show. So please stay tuned. They're big, I promise you. Now, I've been guided to start off the show a little differently today, as I am going to start the show by picking a card from my Wealth Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck. So I'm going to shuffle the cards. This is before I have my lovely guest Lisa back on today, and she's patiently waiting for us. And so let me shuffle the cards here. Wow, okay, I pulled the dream card. So this is interesting because Lisa and I were talking about how she often receives information, intuitive guidance through her dreams. So the card says the universe communicates with you many different ways all the time. By drawing this card, the universe is reminding you to pay closer attention to your dreams. Action. Start a dream journal and keep it by your bed. At bedtime, ask the universe to gently wake you after an important dream so that you can record it in your journal. The next morning, read what you wrote and take a few moments to use your intuition and interpret the dream. If nothing comes, phone a friend. At the very least, it will make for interesting conversation. Another action is buy a book on how to interpret dreams. So there you go. So not only does Lisa get important information in her dreams, but some of you may as well, because we were guided to draw that card. All right, so I want to get right into our show today, because I had Lisa Kay on the show December 5th, and unfortunately we ran out of time as we were just getting into the meat of how to manifest and combining science in that process. And I'd like to introduce Lisa. Lisa Kay holds degrees in electrical engineering from Columbia University. She holds a psychobiology degree from the State University of New York, a master's in project management from George Washington University, and she is also a PhD candidate at the University of Metaphysical Sciences. So for sure, she is a highly educated person who knows her stuff. And also the really neat thing that I just love about Lisa is that she is also a certified angel therapist and a sixth sensory practitioner, and she is listed in Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory. Lisa is also an author who writes several blogs on everyday spirituality and how to develop your intuition. She is a regular contributor to Om Times Magazine, and this is her second time on the Wealth and Wisdom Radio Show, and I'm honored to have Lisa, my good friend Lisa Kay, back on the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Jade, and it's so nice to be back. I really love your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you're back. You know, it was so fun talking with you on the earlier show back in December about manifesting and the science behind manifesting. And we were just getting started and the show ended. So I thought, oh, gosh, remember that?
We were having too much fun, I think. It was fun. It's my favorite subject. It really is.
Well, that's
I love talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, you're so good at, you know, being able to blend the spirituality and the science, which is really a gift. You know, oftentimes people will take one approach to the topic of manifesting where they just consider the scientific aspect and then, you know, don't really put much credence into the spiritual side of things, into how that we actually receive information. And then there's the other folks on the other side who say, you know, well, manifesting, of course, is just all about spiritual and guidance and angels. And so I like that you combine the two. And I'm very much in the same camp as you, as that, you know, that we can take a blended approach. And have you always had that approach to manifesting?
Well, I think, you know, I think we need to do that. I mean, I think in life you want to, for me at least, my belief is that it's all a piece of, spirituality is just a part of everything that we do, and that's the way it should be in our everyday lives, and it should be part of our what we do from our heart, what we do with our family, with our work, because ultimately when you have that, it comes out in everything, because my belief is that spirituality is really just a description for all that is and everything in the way it works in the universe, and that if you understand how that works and how our Creator wanted us to be and what our Creator wants us to do, then you can have a fuller life in everything we do. So, you know, it could be manifesting, it could be, you know, living a happier life, it could be even be more spiritual, it could be, you know, on your path to enlightenment. And that's what I love about all of this and how it all ties together.
You know, I absolutely agree with you. And I often think, you know, when I coach people and I work with business owners to help them expand their business, that if they really just take the idea or the intention of expanding their magnificence, you know, really right at like at their core of who they are, that they then can step into having whatever abundance they need, you know, whether it's an abundance of money or good health or helpful people coming to them to help them build that business, you know, whatever it is, it's all available to them, isn't it? Has that been your experience?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and every day it gets a little better and more things surprise me that this really, really does work. I mean, I know that for me, life has gotten better and better as, you know, the decades go by and you're figuring it out and then putting it all into place. Using the law of attraction and using your everyday spiritual practices and putting those all together, it really does touch on everything in your life. And my life is so much happier now. And I have to say, you know, my life is blessed, but also, you know, that is what's come to me from abundance and manifesting wealth and family life and love has all come about because of my shifting my awareness of spirit and being connected to my intuitive guidance and also changing the way I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all that's important. And that, I believe, kind of lines up with the energies of the universe and that the universe wants you to be abundant, and that when you tap into that, I think what you mentioned at one point in your talks about the golden grid, you know, that when you're really in alignment with that and the ways that you want to manifest things for yourself, it really works. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does. And then we have this, and I'll get into talk a bit about the golden grid, but we have this thing called free will, right? And and it often seems to me that the experience of abundance and the opposite of abundance exists simultaneously, right? Like at all times. And that is a guarantee that at each time in our life, as we walk through this journey called life, that we can choose where we put our attention and our focus.
Yeah. So, yes, and I think, yes, that's so true. That's the good thing, though. You want to have free will, right?
You do, of course.
You want to be able to choose. I mean, you don't want somebody to choose for you.
Absolutely.
That could be good and bad.
Yeah, it could be. And we happen to live in a developed country that is, you know, where there is a great deal of freedom for us to choose, you know, who we want to be and what we want to create and manifest in our life. So that's a beautiful thing. And then it's also the idea of, okay, you're given this freedom to choose. So why not consider choosing the most opulent, abundant, incredible life that you could have, right? Like,
yes.
Let's
admit. Oh, totally.
So then I, you know, I think, and you've probably experienced this working with people as well, but people go, oh, wait a second. You know, I can't have that for me. I know that there are people out there who live a life like that, but for them, it's not within their realm. It's not on their radar screen. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about, that might be a great segue right into where we left off, which we left off on our show in December about the energy behind manifesting. And yeah. You brought up the famous Albert Einstein equation of right. E equals MC squared. Can you, for our listeners who weren't around, you know, who didn't hear that on the last show, can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. And I'll kind of give the broad stroke picture first to get us into that. You know, we talk about energy and why energy is important. And the energy is the thing that links us as individuals to all of creation in the universe, and that it's the key to manifesting. And so Einstein had come up with E equals MC squared, which is, and that's the basis for this thought of energy being in everything, is that energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. And so the speed of light is just basically a constant. It's a number. So if you look at that equation, it's energy equals mass times a number.
Mm-hmm.
So if energy equals mass, then that means that everything that is physical, that's being your body, that's being money or the table or the chair that you're sitting on, is energy. And, you know, all the physicists and science agrees that this is true. And also, if energy makes up everything physical, energy also makes up our thoughts. And the science behind energy is, and this is physics, is that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So that means that everything, all the energy that's in the universe has always been here and will never go away, and it won't increase or decrease. It is fixed, but it just gets transmuted. It gets changed into something else. So, and the energy is the same. So the energy that makes up the chair that you're sitting on or the floor that you're standing on is the same energy that is in your thoughts. And that's the connection there. And the metaphysicians say that energy is guided and manipulated by our thoughts. And, you know, in some ways we I believe there have been some experiments in physics that have shown that. And I'm not really well versed on it, but I think the Heisenberg principle also shows you that your action or your thought or looking at I believe it was the electron that actually can change its position where it is. So
yes.
We're not going to get into that. That's a little bit complicated.
Yes.
But just know that all that energy is the same. And so that is the basis for this whole understanding of how we actually can manifest things, physical things in our life.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, when we talk about quantum physics, where energy moves in either waves or other mm-hmm. patterns, right, that's, mm-hmm. that movement is actually affected by the observer's thoughts looking at the energy particles. So if someone is looking mm-hmm. at an atom under a microscope, and their thought and belief is that energy moves in waves, they are actually going to experience or see that piece of matter moving in waves. And vice
yeah.
versa, if they think, you know, that energy moves in another form, they'll see that move in a different form. So their thoughts are actually affecting the outcome of that experience. And I think that's exactly what you're saying about how people manifest in their lives is, like you had mentioned, the law of thermodynamics, that energy is neither created nor destroyed, it's simply transformed, that we can actually transform our thoughts into whatever we desire, right? Into whatever physical
exactly.
outcome that we desire. And that's, you know, that really is a powerful concept. And that is the reason that I wrote my book, which comes out next week. It's The Alchemy of True Success. And it's exactly that. When I really delved into the laws of manifesting and the law of attraction, I started to see a theme or a common thread throughout, which goes back to ancient alchemy. And that's a long time ago. And as you know, ancient alchemists mm-hmm. were able to use their one vessel, one fire, and one instrument to transform a lesser base metal into something more valuable, which back then was gold. And when I learned that, isn't that incredible?
That is, yeah.
So it's like they can take something of lesser value and use those three things, which reminded me of us. You know, when I thought about how we attract, I thought, well, one vessel, that would be our body. One instrument, that would be our mind. And one fire, that would be our spirit. And if we can learn how to best utilize those three in harmony, I believe we can attract whatever we want. What are your thoughts about that, Lisa?
Yeah, I think you're totally correct. I think it all comes together in the thoughts of, again, going back to everything is energy, but it's manifesting in different ways, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And when you get all those three pieces, the energy within those things harmonized and synchronized and moving in the same direction and in the direction that you want to create, the things that you want to manifest, then all kinds of things can happen. And, you know, I believe, too, and, you know, there's a lot of, again, science around this, but the theory of resonance and how resonance works. You know how, and this kind of ties into that, you know how, do you remember the old advertisement on Memorex? Is it real or is it Memorex? And then they had,
I
think it was like Ella Fitzgerald. I think she was like singing this note and it was the resonant frequency of the wine glass and then it breaks.
Right. I do remember that.
That's resonance. And what it means is that when you hit a note or a tone in front of this wine glass, and that is the same frequency at which this glass starts to vibrate. If it gets loud enough, it will break the glass because the glass is trying to vibrate with that sound. And when the sound is too loud, it can't hold it anymore. It breaks. That's resonance. So the same thing happens with energy, is that when you are, that's kind of the explanation for the law of attraction. So that what energy you are manifesting within yourself, within your thoughts, within your being, is going to resonate with things of like energy.
That's so powerful.
So right. So if you're going to, it's sort of like the energy that you send out is going to be the energy that comes back to you because you're resonating with that. And that's the whole concept behind that. So you want to manifest. If you want to manifest good stuff, then think good stuff. Be good stuff.
Right. Yeah, I like that, and I've often referred to that as the boomerang theory, and that is what you put out, you get right back, you know, it comes right back to you, and you know, and people will say to me, well, you know, that's great, I get it, so I'm, you know, I'm a good person, and I think good thoughts, and I desire good things in my life, but still, things are not happening for me the way I'd like, and, you know, I know my response to that. What would you say to folks who... and I like your definition of residency, because it sounds like that would really apply to someone in that situation, in that they just aren't quite at the same vibrational frequency of those things that they desire. Is that about right based on what
you
said?
Yes, exactly. And I think what the two things I would say to that person, number one is being patient.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is really analyze yourself, self-critical, and really looking at, okay, well, am I really being, doing, and feeling, you know, in thought, word, and deed, what it is I want to manifest? Because, you know, I know a lot of people will say, well, yeah, I know all about that, but throw away the but, you know, just you have to let go and put it out to the universe and let the universe, because the universe works in co-creation with you. So when you put it out there and let the universe bring it back to you, it can bring back to you something much greater than you could ever imagine. But you really have to share in that and let it go. So
leave the butt behind, right?
It leave the butt behind. Exactly, because it needs to be back there.
It needs to be back there. Exactly. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Wealth and Wisdom Radio Show. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm with Lisa Kay, and we are talking about the science behind manifesting. So, Lisa, I'm with you. So, you, like you say, you get on the same page of what you desire, and you know, when I've worked with some people, I've had an amazing experience recently where I was working with a friend of mine, and we were doing an online session, and I could see through, and we're working on, you know, helping her breakthrough to manifest more in her life. And I was actually able to see the energy of money behind her, and it wasn't quite within her auric space, you know, within her field. It was just out of reach. Mm. And I said to her, I said, you know, I'm picking up and seeing that, you know, I know that you're desiring money, and I can actually see it because it's near you. And I started, you know, it was really a surprising event for me because I had never had that experience. But what I realized was that she is starting to do everything to line up with the energy of money and abundance because it is close to her. You know, it is within her, it's near her. So, and that was a big eye opener for me, because oftentimes it makes sense that money is around us. It's in our energetic space. And you brought up the golden grid. And that is, you know, I think you might refer, or you've heard people refer to it differently as the intention field, or there's some other names for it as well that escape me right now. The the matrix, the divine field. So it's that energy that exists around us, and I think it might be helpful for people to understand that. See, there is not a lack of money in the universe. In fact, $41 trillion. Trades hands in North America and around the world each and every day. So there's money flowing. It's moving, right? It's on the move. Mm-hmm. And
I can hear people out there already. I'm reading their thoughts, but it ain't coming my way.
Right. But and that is what I want to address today on this show is,
exactly,
you know, let's help those people get some of that. But the first thing is, I think, is deciding and declaring, what part of that are you going to have come to you each and every day?
Right, the clarity and being focused, right, on, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, people are kind of enamored by the movies, so sometimes you think, well, why didn't it happen? It should happen, like, immediately, but it doesn't always happen immediately. But know that it is happening and it is coming. You know, I am in the process of manifesting. It changes your whole energy. It changes what you're putting out there. And you start to see things change. Not only is it going to change things around you, but it will change you inside. And when you start to see little things start to go in your direction, you got to celebrate those. And then you're going to change. And I think that'll bring more to you. You have to have patience. I mean, I'm very abundant today, but it didn't happen overnight. But, you know, and that's not to say that along the way things great didn't happen. They did. You know, I've had some wonderful things that have happened. So your journey is going to take some time. And, you know, you will be guided on the way. Sometimes that accelerates it. You're being able to. And that's why I love spirituality, and why I studied how to get my intuitive guidance and get the divine guidance from within, because I wanted the pointers along the way to show me how to get there. And I think that'll help your listeners, you know, who are impatient to get there sooner, to, you know, listen to their gut feel and listen to their inner voice.
Exactly. And I think what I hear you saying is that having anything, abundance, wealth, happiness, joy, perfect health is an inside job. It really does start within us, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, and that's how, you know, where the universe needs us to participate in manifesting. So it's kind of like that story where, you know, this guy says, you know, he wants to win the lottery, and he says, God, you know, how come, you know, I keep praying to win the lottery and I'm not winning, and God says, you know, help me out a little bit, go buy a ticket.
So exactly.
So you got to do, you have to work at it. You got to put something out there. Now, the question is, what do you put out there? What are the steps you take? And that's where our inner faith, our inner guidance comes into play. And, you know, I think one of the things that I like to teach people is about how to to develop your intuition, how to know what those intuitive messages are, that divine guidance, that inner guidance is, so that you can get those little pointers to tell you, all right, this is the path to take. That's the short road, you know, to getting what you want to manifest. And I, you know, one of the ways you can do that is through, you know, most people do it through the way they, how they feel. That's called clairsentience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people call it their gut feeling, or they, you know, just have that sense. And, you know, you and I were talking about how this is really cool when it's linked to science, is that your digestive system is actually has its own nervous system, which is called the enteric nervous system, and that is almost like a second brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why your body has evolved to have a second brain is because the brain can't do all the work. It's just, you know, your head would be too big.
I know some people like that.
Well, that's a funny picture. That, you know, so what, you know, the nature has done is put a lot of the nervous system, the nerves in your gut, and a lot of the neurotransmitters that are in your brain are in your digestive system, so that your digestive system can do its job, because there's a lot of work it has to do. You're taking in all kinds of things from the outside, and it's got to go, all right, what's good for me, what's not good for me, where do I put, you know, that carbohydrate, and where do I put, you know, that vitamin, and
mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think that to me is fascinating, because that what they've discovered is that your enteric nervous system actually can learn and remember, and
right.
That its neuronal system is self-contained, so it really is like a second brain. And the thing that is even more fascinating about this that I've discovered is that your gut nervous system is connected to your brain through what they call the vagus nerve,
mm-hmm.
and which is like right in your solar plexus. And the ancient Chinese masters believed that the solar plexus chakra is one of the main distribution points for all of your psychic energies and psychic messages. So here you have this doorway to getting certain psychic messages through your solar plexus chakra. It's going into your gut. Your gut is a separate brain that's figuring things out from these psychic messages and or intuitive messages. And then it goes up and sends that information to your brain as feelings. And that's one of the ways we get our intuitive messages, through our gut feel. So there is, you know, there's some science behind this. Linked into that metaphysics is really kind of cool.
It's fascinating. I mean, to know that we have a second brain and that it exists within our digestive tract, and that it actually communicates with our larger brain. That, you know, when I started reading about that, I came across that when I was researching for my book, and it helped me see exactly why we receive our gut instincts. Is that how you interpret that as well?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. And it makes, you know, makes so much sense. I think most people, when I teach people how to develop their intuition, most of my students say, well, they feel things. They're clairsentient. They get a gut feel. And I think a lot of people do. That's the way we get, the easiest way we get our intuitive messages. And
mm-hmm.
I know for me, that's what happened. I was, I'll tell you a short story. And this happened many years ago, I guess back when I was in my 20s. And my father had open heart surgery. He was getting a bypass. And we went to the hospital and waited for him through the operation, and everything went well. The doctor came out and said, you know, the operation went well. He's resting now. You can go in and see him, and then, you know, go home, and we'll call you in the morning and tell you, you know, how he's doing. So we went to visit him, and everything was okay, and then we left. And as we were leaving from the parking lot, I started to get butterflies in my stomach, and I don't usually get butterflies. So I'm like, gosh, I don't understand this. Like, you know, I didn't feel nervous at all during the operation, and now it's all over, and I'm starting to feel butterflies. What's going on? And So we go home, and we get home, and there's a voicemail message from the hospital. So we called, and they said, just after you left, your father, he started to bleed internally, and we didn't know why. Or actually, he wasn't bleeding. His blood pressure dropped, and we thought maybe he was bleeding inside, so we had to take him back into the OR and find out and check him out and make sure that, you know, he's not bleeding. But he's okay. But the problem is we had to give him more anesthesia, and his blood pressure had dropped so low, we're afraid of brain damage now. So we'll just have to wait and see if he wakes up.
Oof, big.
So
wow.
Here I am, and so my butterfly's like, oh, that's why I'm getting butterflies. And so, you know, that night, I finally went to sleep. It took a long time, and I had this dream, and I dreamt that my dad was sitting, we were having dinner, and he's sitting at the end of the table, and he's talking all about the operation, how great it went, and there was nothing, you know, nothing happened, and he's happy and healthy, and we were like, no, you don't understand, you had this terrible thing happened, and you know, and then the dream was over.
Right.
And I woke up, I still felt nervous, still felt the butterflies, and then about an hour later, they went away.
Wow.
I was like, oh, that's odd. And then 10 minutes after they went away, we got a phone call from the hospital, and the nurse said, his toes are wiggling, he's starting to wake up.
Oh, my goodness.
And after that, I knew he was going to be okay. And thank God he was. He's fine. That was, gosh, I don't know, 1988. How many years ago is that? That's over 20 years ago, right? So he's okay. Dad's 92. He's still alive. And he's doing well. No heart issues.
That's wonderful. Bless him. That's incredible.
But I got my message. You see, I got my message from my gut.
And you knew something was up, and you knew that it was trying to tell you something. You just weren't quite sure what it was.
Exactly. Yeah, and I was like, why is that? Why, you know, this is so weird, because operation, they said it was fine, and why, I didn't feel nervous then. I didn't get butterflies then. Why am I getting it now? So
yeah.
But they told me, and I had no idea. So, you know, we do get messages from our gut. I think most people do. They get a feeling.
Yes.
Now you know why.
And that's a good reminder for people that, you know, oftentimes you will get a gut feeling, but you won't necessarily know what it's about, you know, in early on, right? Because like you were saying, 25 years ago, you're tapping into this experience and you're not knowing what it's about, but it's there showing you something. So for people you know, let's reel this back into when we talk about manifesting abundance and living a life of financial freedom. Is it safe to say that everyone, since we all have this second brain, that we can all tap into our gut feelings in order to find opportunities and people that may present themselves that will eventually lead to more money?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to make a note that our gut feeling is actually only one of several ways that we receive our intuitive messages, receive our divine guidance. We can get it in other ways, and some of those are actually have scientific basis behind it as well. But I think for a lot of people, the easiest is to you know, look for their gut feeling, because that seems sometimes to be the strongest or the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly can use it to manifest and tell you, you know, which way to go, or, you know, maybe this isn't the right thing to do. You know, I was doing some research, and I found that many of the top CEOs, business leaders, you know, I could name a couple, you know, Steve Jobs is one, even Einstein, they all relied on their intuition
mm-hmm.
to tell them how to make their, you know, make their strategic decisions, where to go next, you know, what product to make. That's how Einstein came up with his E=MC². And then it was proven to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many things you can do with your intuition. So many.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And Thomas Edison is another great example of someone. And it's interesting that we started out the show pulling the dream card, because he
mm-hmm.
would – you know, he would be working on an idea of, you know, let's say creating the light bulb. And he would take cat naps, but sitting up in a chair, and he would hold two metal balls in each hand, and then he would put a metal tray underneath the balls. So can you imagine? He's sitting in his chair upright. He's holding two metal balls, and he's got these metal trays on the floor underneath his hands. Right. So as he's thinking about the project that he's working on, he's going into a meditative or a deeper sleep, and once he goes into a deeper sleep, it only took him about 15 minutes or so, and he would and the balls would fall out of his hands. The sound of the metal ball hitting that metal tray would wake him up, and he always had the solution to what he was looking for. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. that's a pretty funny vision too.
It is. It's hilarious, and but he knew enough that his body was wired to receive information, and you and I have talked in the past about the pineal gland, that, you know, there's right. more to, there's so much more to our body than we can ever know, but as, you know, science and technology improves, we learn a lot more, and you and I have talked about the pineal gland, that it actually does, it's a receiver or a transmitter as well of information, right, from the universe.
Yes, and you know, that is, you know, the Chinese, the ancient Chinese masters, that is your, what they call the upper dantian. That's the location of the upper dantian, which is, you know, and that part of your brain. And, you know, I read somewhere, too, that there's some places that do some very interesting ways of stimulating that pineal gland.
Okay.
I won't go into it. It's a little odd. But, you know, because it's kind of deep in your head. But that, you know, it seems like many, many different cultures also know that that is the kind of the seat of the communication center for the soul. And it's quite fascinating.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, if we just talk about the science behind it, or the makeup, the physical makeup of the pineal, it has hundreds of small crystals within it, and as we know, crystals transmit energy.
Absolutely, yeah.
And within the pineal is water. So as long as the pineal gland is not calcified or hardened, then it will allow for those crystals to float within that very tiny little gland, which is located at the center of the brain, at the top of the spine, and that. It's a direct connect. It's the master endocrine gland, and it's a direct connect to the universe and to receiving and sending out information as well. So it works both ways.
Right, and let me add a little bit to that about the crystals, because I happen to I actually teach a class in the metaphysical properties of crystals. Crystals, I love crystals. They're really cool. And the special property of crystals is that what defines a crystal is that on a molecular level, basically what it is, what you see as the large crystal is a replication of molecules that are lined up in the same direction. They're all stacked up in the same direction, in the same orientation. So let's see if I were to give you an example. Salt is a crystal. And what makes it a crystal is that the molecules of salt, you know, sodium chloride, are actually little cubes. And what happens is the way they connect to each other, they make larger cubes. And so it just replicates itself. It gets larger and larger until you actually can see little salt cubes if you look at it under a microscope. Yeah, and so the same thing with quartz. It is it's a hexagonal shape. I believe fluorite is a tetrahedron, and you can actually see, you know, the large crystal in shape of a fluorite looks like a huge tetrahedron. So what that property of the crystal, that each of these molecules replicate on top of each other to form this large crystal, means that the molecules are oriented all in the same direction. And because they're all in the same direction, when their energy goes out, it's stronger, it's more vibrant, and So, you know, if you can think of having these little crystal generators within your pineal gland, that's what gives the crystals their special properties.
And wow.
It's all coherent. You know, all the waves are lined up in the same direction, and they're all going at the same amplitude, and they're all, you know, dancing the same dance at the same time. It's like watching synchronized swimming.
That's
what
amazing.
Gives the crystals power.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? I think that's so cool.
That is so cool. And they're within our bodies. They're within the pineal, as we said. Are they? Do you think there are crystals anywhere? Well, I know there's in the ears, right? There are.
Yeah, and we have. Well, we also have the elements of the crystals within our bodies. You know, we have, carbon and nitrogen, and you know, the thing. Those elements that are in our bodies are also in the crystals. So, and then we resonate with those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then also, so if our body is made up of mostly water, right, of 75%, and then our brain is, what is it, 85% water, or maybe even a bit higher?
Yeah, I think our body
that?
Is like, yeah, 80-90% water. Bag of water.
We're a big bag of water. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so this big bag of water walking around is able to, through the power of that water and those crystals, we are really able to magnetize anything to us, aren't we?
Yeah, water's a great transmitter. It's a great medium for transmitting energy.
It is. So if we loop this back to that, manifesting starts from the inside out. So when we first get really crystal clear, no pun intended, but when we get crystal clear about what it is we desire to attract, and then we allow for that thought to go out to the universe, right? So we're sending that thought out onto this beautiful golden grid, and it's attaching onto that grid and bringing back people, places, experiences, you know, whatever it is, in alignment with that thought. So do you agree? Is that how you see?
Oh, yeah, through resonance, right? Through resonance.
Yeah.
Because you are resonating, you know, with those things. So that the energy that's in your being, your mind, body, and spirit, is sending out this energy. And that energy it's a wave. It's a waveform or particle, depending on when you're looking at it. And that has certain characteristics that are going to attract other things that have those same characteristics. It's resonance.
It's resonance. So the reality is everyone is capable of having whatever they desire. They just need to be in harmony or in resonance with that which they desire. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So then it really comes down to a vibrational shift that they need to make within themselves in order to align with the vibration and resonancy of, let's say, money, or the vibration and resonancy of love or joy. Like, that really seems to be the main thing, isn't it, for them to attract?
Yes. And like you said, in mind, body, and spirit, and everything. And I think the key is, too, if you want to increase the volume of your resonance, as you add emotion to it, right?
Let's talk about that. Oh, and we will. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm with Lisa Kay, and we're talking about the science behind manifesting. So you brought up a good point, emotions, because I've noticed, and as I've, again, researched for my book, that the heart actually has it can emit feelings that have been measured up to 2 kilometers outside the body.
Yes, yes. They actually can measure the energy of the heart. Yeah, it's more so than the brain. It's really quite amazing. And that your feelings of emotion, and certainly whether, you know, it's positive or negative emotion, it's going to send that kind of energy out. But I think if you really want to manifest quickly, you want to send out positive emotions and emotions of love and emotions of appreciation and gratitude. And that increases the volume of the energy you send out. And so it just manifests much, much more quickly. And I'll give you a quick story how that happened for me. I was in a metaphysical store, and I was just browsing. I love to browse, and I love, as I say, crystals. And I was looking in this cabinet, and they had a gorgeous geode of a celestite crystal. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous light blue crystals that look like light blue quartz. And I looked at it, and I was like, wow, that is so beautiful. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy that. And I thought, then I thought, well, gosh, I've got so many crystals. If I buy another one, my husband's going to kill me. So then I thought, well, you know what? I can always buy it another time. I can get it any time, but I love it. It's so beautiful, and I know I will get one someday. So I went home, and, you know, I opened up my email, and there was a note from a vendor who I was buying some crystals from, some other crystals from, and she said, oh, your order's on its way, and, oh, by the way, we're sending you a free crystal. Thought you'd like to know. It's a piece of celestite. Same crystal.
The same crystal you were just wanting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
That is
powerful. Came. It manifested.
It manifested almost instantaneously.
I had such appreciation for how beautiful it was, and I loved it. Mm. It was intense.
And then what I also heard you say was you did another really important step in this whole process is you let it go.
Yes, exactly. I let
it
go.
You weren't
because I knew I could get. I knew it would come one day, and it did.
So that is critical, I think, because often people will obsess about something. You know, they'll be like, oh, you know, I really, you know, pick a topic, right? I want a boyfriend. I want money. And they obsess, and it becomes an addiction, and the obsession gets bigger and bigger. And by obsessing, rather than by feeling gratitude for already having received that, right? Because they're so that it's kind of a lower vibration thing. This thought of, you know, obsessing about something rather than just releasing it to universe like you did and say, oh, you know, I'll have that someday. It'll come.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
exactly.
It's a powerful distinction between what will allow for things to come to us and what doesn't. And it's subtle, but it's powerful. Would you agree?
Yes. It's very powerful, and I found for me in manifesting, I've manifested the most amazing things that when you let go and give it over to the universe and say, you know, I've done everything I could. I can't do anymore. I can't think about it anymore. I put everything out there. I will accept whatever you give me that is in my highest good, and I know it will come. And then you have to be open to things that come by you. And that's where you use your intuition. That's where you use your awareness. That's where you use your state of being present. Because if you're obsessing and you're worrying about all these other things, you can't be present. You can't notice, you know, when the book drops off the shelf because you're so worried about other things. You don't notice when the, you know, the magazine that opens up to a certain page and there's a picture there that draws you in. And or you don't hear your little message that says, oh, go talk to that person, or go walk into that store, or go call this person, right?
I love those examples.
Right.
You're absolutely right. And, it also reminds me of what a fitness guru, Tony Horton, says. He says, do your best and forget the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, showing up is half the battle. Show up at that networking meeting. Show up at that seminar. Show up at that business that you know, with that person that you want to do business with. Show up with enthusiasm, with passion, you know, with a belief that you have an amazing product and service that people need or want.
Yeah, and then it's all going to be okay. And that, you know, that, again, it alleviates your worry. I mean, one of the things that I manifested was getting rid of my natural tendency to worry. I used to be a great worrier. I was so good at it, you know, created all kinds of, you know, anxious moments for myself. But I manifested getting rid of that. I don't worry about anything. It's, you know, it's being able to let go. And part of that is trusting in the universe that they're in partnership with, that the universe is in partnership with you, and you're the co-creator. So it's not all on your shoulders. If you think it's all on your shoulders and you want to control every little thing, it's going to be really hard. That's when you start to worry, oh, my gosh, did I do the right thing? Did I do everything I could have done? You know, did I talk to the right person, or did I say the right thing, or, you know, and so on and so forth. Did I call on time? Did I call too soon? You know, I could come up with a million things to worry about.
It's exhausting, and I hope all of our listeners.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, I hope our listeners are really listening and hearing that message. Just let it go. Give yourself a gift starting today, and that is decide that the gift you are giving is to release worry from your life, right? Like, just let it go.
Hey, you can manifest that, right? Just like I manifested getting rid of that worry. So just get into the zone of that, and it worked. And remember, little by little, because if you keep looking at it and go, oh, it's not gone yet, oh, it's not gone yet, then, you know, you're sending that out. And so I always say, you know, look at your accomplishments, look at the little things that have happened that are positive, and celebrate those. And the things that indicate maybe it's not working, it is inconsequential. Just let go. Ignore it.
Yeah.
Don't
worry about it. And you said another really important thing. You said that once you let it go, you knew it was going to come to you. And I think that is a critical piece of manifesting, is that knowing. Mm-hmm. And is that your intuition, or what is that knowing exactly for you?
You know, sometimes it is the intuition. And that's why, you know, I work with people to develop theirs, is so that you can get that knowing. But other times it's building your faith. And I know that's hard for people. It was hard for me. But the way you build it is by doing little things at a time. So if you're learning how to manifest and you're trying this out, don't go and try to manifest, oh, I'm going to manifest my brand new car. I want the, you know, BMW. I'm going to manifest that. It's going to come out in my driveway tomorrow. It's big. It's too big. Start small. And when you start small, well, you know, I'm going to manifest a really great lunch today. I'm going to let the universe bring it to me and guide me to the right place. And, you know, if it happens and it's amazing, great, celebrate that. And then you start to believe, wow, this thing really works.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build your faith. So it's a level of both.
Now, when you say faith, do you describe that as trusting? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
when
you know, some people they kind of see faith and trust as different words, different meanings. To me, they're sort of the same. You know, depending on what school of thought you're from, but you know, trust. You know, my angels told me, I always say, how do I get rid of my doubt? How do I get rid of my doubt? And the guidance my angels gave me was, you basically replace your thoughts of doubt with trust, thoughts of trust.
Yes. So
have a thought, you know, of, gee, oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, you know, I'm going to think it is going. I'm going to trust that it'll happen and, you know, replace it. Replace that thought.
I like
things
that.
Are good today. Oh, it's cloudy out. Oh, but you know what? It was, you know, it's going to be a great day. The clouds are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. They show a beautiful, that's how the sunset, you see a beautiful sunset is reflecting off the clouds, right?
See things differently.
I like that, Lisa. You know, you're always so amazing. I can't believe it's been about an hour. It went by in a nanosecond.
It was great. Great fun. I love this stuff.
Oh, thank you. So I know you have a course coming up in May. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. The class I'm giving is actually a certification class, but it's called Developing Your Intuition. It's for beginners. It's for people who think they might be a little intuitive, or maybe you don't think you're intuitive, but you want to develop your intuition and you want to hone it. You want to get more consistent messages, or you want to even just get a message. And so what we're going to teach you is how to get more clarity out of your messages, get more consistency, get control over it. So, you know, unlike, you know, like me, instead of getting messages in your dreams, you're getting them during the day, and you're answering questions with your intuition for things that you really want to know. And I'm going to talk about the science of the intuitive process. We're going to go more into not just your gut feel, but, you know, how you get be clairvoyant. You see things and you hear things and all the science behind that, and also how you work with your right brain and left brain, and really good, easy-to-do, practical exercises and steps and tools to build your intuition. So we're going to do all that May 4th and 5th at the DoubleTree in Tarrytown, New York. And you can go to my website and find out more about that. It's www.lmk88.com. Those are my initials. And if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. So that's going to be a really exciting class. Help you manifest more. See your signposts.
Exactly. See your signposts. People are going to be, I mean, that's just going to be a fantastic class. Wow. That'll be great. I look forward to hearing. Yeah, I'm sure. And with you teaching and sharing your message with people, you're going to change a lot of lives. So Lisa, thank you so much for your time and for, you know, for sharing your knowledge. Oh, my pleasure. I always love having you on the show. And
thank you, and thanks for having me. It was great fun, and we're looking forward to having you on my show, Between Heaven and Earth. Coming up in April.
Thank you for reminding me. Thank you. I'm looking forward to coming back. And for all my listeners, Lisa has a terrific show called Between Heaven and Earth. It's a Blog Talk Radio show. She has it only once a month, so I highly recommend you tune in, check it out. And that's really how I discovered Lisa's work, is by listening to a few of her shows, and I thought, wow, that she has it going on. She's in the know. As in the K-N-O-W, she knows. So definitely, you know, everyone check out her work, and she's on iTunes. All of her shows are on iTunes as well. So, Lisa, thank you, and I'm getting ready. You know, well, stay on with me, because I'm getting ready to make some major announcements. You ready for these?
No, I'm so excited. Go.
Okay.
Ready.
All right. So the first one is my book, The Alchemy of True Success, will be available for purchase next Tuesday, January 29th. And to kickstart sales, if you purchase the book on that day and that day only, you will receive over $1,000 worth of free downloadable bonus gifts. And I've partnered up with 21 people who are just fantastic. Lisa, you are one of them. Thank you so much for your beautiful gift that you donated.
You're so welcome.
And for everyone listening, all you have to do is go to www.truesuccessbook.com. And I have almost all of the gifts up there. In fact, Lisa, I don't think you've seen them yet. We just put them up last night. So
yeah, I'd love to look.
Yeah, check it out. They're all up there. The gifts are incredibly rich in content. They include free instructional videos, e-books, meditations. Some of them actually included their entire books as a download. And you get all of that just by buying my book on January 29th. That's next Tuesday, January 29th. So all you have to do is, again, go to truesuccessbook.com, where it shows all the gifts. You go to Amazon through that site, buy the book, or you can go directly to Amazon. Either way, it's on amazon.ca, .com, .uk, .france, .everywhere. So you buy it through that. On that day, you come back to that site and you input your receipt number, and you'll have access to all free gifts. So please put that on your calendar, January 29th. Go to Amazon, buy the book, and then come back to the website, truesuccessbook.com, and you'll receive over $1,000 in free gifts. Now, my other next huge announcement is Doreen Virtue will be coming back to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour again next Tuesday, which is also the 29th, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so same time that the show is normally on. And for those of you who don't know who she is, Doreen is the author of over 50 books and card decks, many of which are New York Times bestsellers. And actually, you know, she, I don't know if you know this, Lisa, but she is the creator of card decks. In fact, she told me a few years she mentioned to Reed Tracy, who's the president of Hay House, that, hey, you know, I think that it would be a good idea for me to make a card deck. And he said, oh, no, that they won't sell. And about a month later, she came back to him and said, no, really, I think they'd be a good idea for me to make this card deck, because this keeps coming in intuitively. And he said, all right, fine, make a card deck. And as we know, the rest is history. I mean, how many?
Wow.
And there must be
everybody's got a card deck now.
there must be thousands of card decks, and it's all because of Doreen Virtue and her putting the idea out. So it'll be a great show. It's going to be packed with more ideas about manifesting abundance. So please tune in next Tuesday, the 29th, and listen in. And everyone, thank you so much for joining us for today. I hope you take some of this information and put it to good use. You know, start manifesting whatever you desire. And Lisa, thank you again. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. It was fun.
Good. I'm glad. That's always a good thing. And bye, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye.